This is Congressman Steve Womack with comment from the Capitol. It was a busy week in Washington, and I'm pleased to report a lot of things got done, with many more to follow in the coming weeks. We saw the passage of the funding package called a minibus for 6 of the 12 appropriation bills through September 30th. The package included funding for agriculture, commerce, justice, and science, transportation and housing and urban development, energy and water, the interior, and military construction and veterans programs, about $480 billion in all. With Senate passage on Friday, the bills now head to the president's desk for signing. That will leave, of course, the remaining 6 appropriation bills. Defense is the biggest of the remaining 6. Another big one is labor, health, and human services. My financial services bill remains, as do the bills funding the legislative branch, state and foreign operations, and homeland security. We have until March 22nd to finish those, so progress has been made. Funding the government is a core function of Congress. I'm disappointed it's taken this long, but finishing our work is really important. The alternative is a CR or a shutdown, neither of which is a good option. We also heard the annual State of the Union address by the President. A lot has been written and said about it, but like most other such speeches, it was pretty normal, though the President did show some energy and combativeness, a trait a lot of his detractors say is lacking. You could tell he made a point to show that he's engaged. There were also signs of resistance. Marjorie Taylor Greene in a red baseball cap, George Santos was in attendance. There were jeers from both sides. Even a couple of gallery guests invited to leave the room after their personal outbursts. So pretty typical of a partisan presidential parlance designed to fire up his base for November. By the way, my guest for the State of the Union was Second Lieutenant Madison Marsh of Fort Smith, the reigning Miss America. As we moved from reception to reception, I couldn't help but notice the heads turning everywhere we went. Everyone who saw Madison wanted a picture. That made my heart sing. Finally, the Board of Visitors of the U.S. Military Academy at West Point met on Thursday in Washington. I have the privilege of chairing that board. And in our organizational meeting Thursday, I was honored to be reelected to a 7th term as chairman. That is a great honor. So all in all, a good week. We'll return on Monday, and let's hope that that momentum continues. Before I go, let me offer congratulations to the Farmington Lady Cardinals and the Greenwood Lady Bulldogs, state champions in their respective classes in the high school state basketball championships in Hot Springs. As always, I invite your views. This is Congressman Steve Womack with comment from the Capitol.